Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Yes, we are back from Marathon Weekend 2022, just in time to answer your listener questions. And we get some questions about using Genie Plus with a very large group, 18 folks together. Also, questions about using the individual lightning lanes when you don't have a theme park reservation for that park in the morning, but you're going to hop to that park in the evening. Can that be done? We also talk, of course, dining reservations. How about a great place to celebrate your 20th wedding anniversary? We give four options for that and much more on today's show. Don't forget, today's podcast always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan the next Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click really does help us out. So if you don't mind, bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you sincerely to our patrons who support the show each and every month, who allow us to get all this podcasting out there all around the world. And it's because of you that we get to do all this. And our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show, come on over, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2022 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you, and thank you so much for joining us here for more of your listener questions. And we are back from Marathon Weekend 2022, and my voice is a little bit, well, it actually kind of sounds like a radio DJ. I kind of like this. It's recovering from all that cheering on Sunday, which was a lot of fun. We ran the 26.2 and then got to have a good time getting back out there on the course near Mexico and Norway, watching many of the lizards bring it home to get those medals. And, it's kind of a tradition. We share margaritas here and there, too, and have a good time. But it was a wonderful weekend. We're going to talk about that on Friday, but we have to do our due diligence. We got to answer our listener questions. Questions are here. They got to be answered. We have the dream team, all four of us here. Joining me today from down in Atlanta, Georgia, we have Ricky. She's over at themouseforless.com. Happy Wednesday, Ricky. How has it been going?
You know what? It has been going really well, actually. So, it is the middle of January, which can be, it's a little chilly. I'm not happy about it. I know it's not as chilly as a lot of other places around the country, but I'm not happy about it. But with all that being said, I'm going to make the best of it, because I have this awesome hot chocolate maker at home here, and I've never found it again. It's from Mr. Coffee. I'm so happy that I have it. And it literally just steams up the milk and it stirs the mix really well. And like, it makes like the best hot cocoa. So like, that sucker has been on like point the last few days that it's been so cold here in Atlanta. So yeah, it's just out and ready to make me some delicious hot cocoa.
St. Louis this weekend, supposed to get snow. I mean, again, it's a few days out right now. So we're trying to decide, is it a French toast kind of storm? Is it the bread and milk? You got to get to the grocery store type of snow. May or may not be at Jam Fest in Indianapolis. Who knows? Because there's been some teams have had to drop. It's one of those things, like, you don't know what's going to happen until 24 hours out at this point. Yeah. But I get pumped up though. Like, I always want to be a weatherman. Like, I hope we get like a foot. I don't care. bring it on. I got a Jeep. So, yes,
it reminds me of back home, Dave Murray.
Steve Templeton's who I was watching a couple minutes ago, but yeah, Dave Murray. Yes, back in the day.
Dave Murray gets so excited about the weather.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe a little too excited, but he's awesome. Just really into the weather. I'm just
good weatherman. That's what you do. Yeah. All right. Also joining us, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Pam, happy Wednesday. What's going on with you?
Happy Wednesday. I'm glad that y'all are back safe and sound here from that. I missed seeing y'all over the marathon weekend. It brought back lots and lots of good memories. This year, it just did not work to be there. We're still, I don't know. How can I still be like moving things and unpacking things? Like, how can that still even be happening? But anyways, it is. But I think I'm in the home stretch. I don't know. And there's guys like showing up, like we're just like little things, we'll find something that needed finished and get finished right. So we call the builder and they're like, no problem, we'll send someone over. So then guys are walking through the house again. And it's the craziest craziest thing. But what's so weird is, as soon as you move and your stuff's in the house, like, it feels like the house you've always lived in. You know what I mean? Like, it just is like, did I even live in those other houses? I don't know. But anyway, so that's where we are.
I understand that.
Your house has become a home, is what it is.
Yeah. It has become a home, yes. We've already made some crazy memories. So anyways, yeah.
You'll make plenty more. All right, also joining us, we have from Up in the Mitten, 5-time marathoner. I like the ring of that. We have hashtag Scotty G. Scott, how's it going?
Pretty good, you know. We just got back from another successful marathon weekend. I'm privileged to be on the show with two wonderful ladies and you, Mike. So thanks for inviting me again to take some listener questions.
Let's do it. And again, Friday, we're talking about marathon weekend. We've got a couple questions about marathon weekend. We'll defer that into the Friday show because memories and stuff like that we'll talk about. Leading us off, we have, let's see here, a question from Diane in the live chat. She's here, so she gets to the top of the heap. She says, how does one score seating at the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's? Now, Victoria and Albert's is not reopened yet, has it?
No.
I don't believe so, at the Grand Floridian. Now, hey, breaking news, though. Senses Spa, which is now not Senses Spa anymore. I think it's the spa at the Grand Floridian or something kind of a little bit generic, but it's a spa. Who cares? You know, they put out a press release with this picture of, like, really nice looking candles. I mean, fancy. So who cares, right? You get your massage. I don't care what it's called. It could be called,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Just give me a
Mike's
massage.
Back rub place. I don't give a, you know, who cares? If I need a back rub, I don't care if it's called Senses or whatever. Because I've been there. I went there after my very first marathon. Talk about a fish out of water experience. That was me at the Grand Floridian in a spa. But anyway, I was like, it's in the parking lot? Okay, whatever. Pam, have you done Victoria and Albert's and Chef Table? How's that work?
I have not done the Chef's Table, but I have done Victoria and Albert's, though, a few times. And actually, it's not like a big mystery. You just book it the way you do anything else. When it comes back, check to see if they're actually loading it onto the online system. If so, you'll just be able to book it there like you can any other dining reservation. If not, you'll have to be on the phone, of course, when they open at 7 a.m. And it is a really great experience. You're sort of in there with the chefs. Now, I'm guessing that when they do reopen Victoria and Albert's, depending on where we're at, they may not have that chef's table experience available right away, just because the proximity that you are to the chefs, they're cooking right there. So, but we'll see. You never know what's going to happen. And I love some of the things that Disney has been able to bring back lately, including some of those extras, like some of the tours. And like you mentioned, the spa, we've had lots of people asking about the spa. So some good stuff coming back.
But see, I try to like get the rhyme or reason as to when things are reopening. And I just think, you know, right now is a weird time. And again, these things probably happen months in advance, right? To prepare these things, to get everybody ready to go back to their roles, to get the facilities prepared. Mm-hmm. But like, this is a really strange time in the next couple of weeks to open a spa. Because you talk about proximity, and I mean, that's an intimate experience, right?
I've actually been getting massages basically around here in Georgia since basically like last summer. So all I do is wear a mask while I have my massage done. So, they do ask me questions if I've been in contact with anybody or anything like that. But that's basically, I mean, as long as I wear a mask and my massage therapist wears a mask, I can't imagine why they can't do the same kind of thing in Walt Disney World. So, I mean, I know it's not Walt Disney World that I have the experience, but...
I agree.
I think it's pretty similar.
I totally agree. It can be done safely, you know, if everybody's, you know, masked up and stuff like that. But I just think, you know, the timing is just, but I know it's all done well in advance. And it's just, you know, some of these things just look like, wow, you know, it's like, whoa, that's a weird time. You know, like it's just, you know, like the spa opening now is like something that, you know, back a few months ago, things were a lot better and it wasn't. It's kind of crazy. But okay. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's got a great question. And Scott, we could talk about this one because this does have to do with, the expo down at the marathon weekend. And for those that are going to Princess or Surprise Weekend in the end of March or early April, he says, was it me or was the merch selection light this year? No pint glasses or wine glasses. And those are typically things that you find at the Wine and Dine half weekend, but I think sometimes are at marathon weekend. And then a follow up, Michelle was saying, were there even those sneaker ornaments? My friend was there opening Wednesday and said they had the flat Mickey ones, which she fortunately grabbed. So, we got there on, Wednesday at about, was it about 1 o'clock to the expo? It was early afternoon. Yep. We didn't want to go with the madness at like 10. And we heard the line was crazy, like at 8 o'clock in the morning. It opened at 10. And so give your thoughts on the merch at the expo, because I thought it was light myself.
I thought the merch was very light. And I think that's just true for, it's par for the course wherever you go. And it's not even Run Disney, right? It's just everywhere in our country.
Everywhere in the world.
Exactly.
Yes, in the world. Yeah.
It's floating out there.
And going back to Wine and Dine, like I think about those, like the Run Disney ornaments. I love the Run Disney sneaker ornament. That's one of my favorite things they do at the expo. But I heard like they ordered them for Wine and Dine. They just showed up like a month later.
Yeah.
To catch the connection, you know? And probably the same thing happened here for Marathon Weekend. As you all know, like I love to buy mouse ears for like my people at work and get them personalized. I went to where they moved the embroidery, like kind of like in Town Square this last weekend to get some mouse ears. 100% sold out of mouse ears. Wow. Like they said, that you might be able to find a couple at Hollywood Studios or the Beach Club, but there were those were the only places on property where you could even get mouse ears.
Yeah, let's stop for this. I just want to stop you for 1 second because, okay, Scott's talking about just the traditional, you know, like your black Mickey Mouse ears that every, like the most iconic souvenir probably at Walt Disney World, probably Disneyland too. It's the, you know, regular ears that you get. They are not available on property right now. Because I even went to the studios and looked that one night. Remember, Scott? Excuse me. And I was going to get some, and they didn't have them at the studio. So I doubt Beach Club even had them. Because what you had to do was buy them one place and bring them back to the Magic Kingdom if you want them embroidered.
Oh.
But, I mean, how crazy is it that you can't get Mickey ears? And and then Scott and I both started freaking out that we weren't going to get ears at the end of the marathon. Because that's, like, one of our favorite, you know, souvenirs.
Right, of course.
Because you got to earn them. But sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. But, yeah, those just traditional Mickey ears, unavailable. You can't get them.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, so I think it just goes and it just the Run Disney Expo just ties into all the other stuff that we're seeing within like the regular like Emporium and other merchandise stores. It's just tough right now for merchandise. And so it didn't really, I mean, I was a little disappointed. Like there's some of those traditional things I would have liked to have seen, but I went in with those expectations that I was going to walk out with zero items. To be honest, I'm surprised they actually had the Run Disney shirts for each race, to be honest.
I know, it's so weird. I was in a store after Christmas. This is after Christmas, after New Year's. And I walked in and they had like all this Christmas merchandise. And I was like, what has happened? And they're like, it literally just got loaded off of the truck this morning. We just got it. And I was like, oh my, okay.
Yeah.
And Michelle's saying in the live chat, she could not find Chippendale goldfish anywhere. She looked everywhere for a kid.
Oh.
I love those things. And you're right. I never did see them. I didn't really like look for them, but I love
seen them. I haven't looked for them either, but I haven't seen them in a while either. So.
And I was tasked with getting, because my dog has like a mini collar. It's a really cute little, Riley's got a little mini collar. And the neighbors watched Riley while we went to Wisconsin, because we couldn't find anybody else to watch her. And they kept commenting on how cute that collar was. So I was like, no problem. I told them that weekend. I was like, they have them everywhere at Walt Disney World. I was like, I'm going out for a marathon in January. I'll get you one.
Should never say that.
Nope. Shouldn't say that. We found a leash that had that pattern, but no collar. You know, it's just, things are so crazy. So if you're expecting to... the thing is, like, you just got to have a different mindset at this point, because we used to say, okay, when I go down, I'm going to get X, Y, and Z. And it's no problem.
Yes.
You get the Emporium. You get it at World of Disney. You know, there's a lot of places you can just count on. And right now, you can't count on it. I mean, you just, if you see it, get it for sure. Don't think you can go back and get it a couple days later. Mm-hmm. We've said that in the past, but I mean, it is so true right now. It could be totally gone an hour later, and you're just not getting it.
Yeah.
One nice thing is, though, you can still get caramel apples. The problem is they don't slice them for you. I can't wait till they can start slicing those caramel apples.
Can't.
No.
Because the plastic knife does not work very well for slicing those things.
I didn't even think about that, they couldn't slice them.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. That makes sense, though. But, like, wow, I didn't even think about that. That must be difficult, actually.
And you're not allowed to even use your hands when you eat them. You just have to put your hands behind your
back. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
It's a mess. Okay, next question is from Heather. She is 520 miles away from Walt Disney World. Doesn't say where she is, but put a spot on a map and do a circle there and you can find her.
We'll do a search.
Yeah,
we're going to narrow it down, Heather. We'll find you.
We'll find you. I mean, we'll have a lot of options, but we'll
I think
take
she's in
some
Mexico
time.
Somewhere.
Could be. Hey, BOGP crew, my husband and I are looking to take a trip to Walt Disney World without the kids to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary. We'd love some suggestions on a special meal or several. Thanks, Heather. All right, so let's all go around and give one option, special meal. So we could do signature, we could do something, even if it's not signature, some kind of special, you know, experiential dining. All right, I'll lead it off with Ricky. Where would you, 20th anniversary, You've put up with your significant other for 20 years, good and bad. How are you going to celebrate?
Sadly, or I guess good for us, Brian and I are getting close to that point.
I know. Close.
That's the kind of crazy part is I'm like, dang, I'm getting close to that. Oh gosh. I mean, I'm going to go with a little like outside the box, but also I think it would be a good option. I am going to go with, if you can get it, Space 220. I've had fantastic meals there. I think the atmosphere is really awesome. It's a really unique environment. And I really, really liked dining there. So I'm going to throw something out completely that's out of left field in a way. So I'm going to go with Space 220.
Because you could say your significant other is out of this world.
That's correct. Yes, sir. That is correct.
But yes. So bad.
That is bad.
That See,
is
look
bad.
At that. Take 8 days off of podcasting and you still got it.
Okay. You still got, you got something. I don't know.
I know. 48.6 miles later and you can still podcast. All right. Scotty G, where are you going for 20 fabulous years?
Oh, man, this probably won't surprise many, but I'm going to California Grill for 20 years.
Now Pam's like, I'm scattering. No, she's like, oh, no.
I know. Well, I had a backup, too, in case of Pam.
I have one, too, because I thought you might pick it.
And see, that's why I didn't pick California Grill, because I had a feeling one of you guys was doing it. I mean,
so I will say, like, post-pandemic, it hasn't lived up to the standard, but I think that's true for a lot of places. I mean, like, some of the... like a place like California Grill too, like some of their fresh ingredients they use might be hard to get, right? Or something like, right. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a chef by any means. So I don't know for a fact, but it's still, the setting is gorgeous. The food is still outstanding. I would even request to try to get a table by the window. Like, you know, that I think being closer to the window, looking down the Magic Kingdom makes the setting even better, but it doesn't matter where you are in that gorgeous restaurant. It will be a magical 20th anniversary dinner.
And you could say you're top of the world for me. At the end of the
no.
That was a stretch. Okay, Pam, where are you going for 20 years?
Well, since Scott and I sort of would have picked the same thing, I'm going to give a different one, though. And it's one that we were just talking about before we started recording, and that is Flying Fish, which is going to be opening back up soon. So it'll be great to see that be back. I've missed it. It's just a great restaurant. You know, there's so many great choices, even if you aren't a seafood lover, which they sort of focus on that. There's great steaks, lots of good things to eat. So you'll find good stuff.
Angie awesome. In the live chat says, my husband and I did a no kids trip for our 20th and we ate at Ohana. The bread pudding alone is worth the trip. Amen. Yeah. Amen to that. And Rhonda Lee says she's going to pick Morimoto's over at Disney Springs. Beautiful location. Amazing food. I like that choice. Listen to this. Rallman's going with Topolino's Terrace. Here's the deal, okay? Because I'm not a fancy eater, but here I had a choice. Like, I could have gone to the Magic Kingdom, get some pictures, but I want to hang out with my boy Scotty G. We had the ADR. I was like, I got to hang with my boy Scotty G and Liz and Beth. And so we had a great meal. I'm glad he kind of, you know, talked me into going to the meal because I'm not a fancy eater. I didn't know if I'd like anything. I just kind of feel like a fish out of water when I go to these places. But, like, our waiter, he had, like, a real distinct voice. What was his name, Scott? Do you remember our waiter's
Christopher,
name?
I believe was
okay,
his
Christopher.
Name.
Okay, Christopher. I mean, it was just, like, he was, like, a character to me. I mean, I don't know. Like, he
talked like a pirate. He really did. talked like a pirate.
But it was perfect. Like, he's like, this is a full Italian meal, you know? And I go to places like Casey's, right? You read the menu. You know, it's on a board. You know, that's it. Boom. You figure it out for yourself. No, he's going through the menu. He's talking about why the menu is the way it is. This is what he recommends. And I know everybody does signature dinings like Mike and Cesar Rolls, but I don't do this very often. So, you know, we go in there. First of all, the place is gorgeous. Like, it's just, you can tell it's fancy because this is my first time in there. And, like, I roll in, you know, first you're going to the top of the building, which is awesome because, you know, it's fancy when you're at the top of a hotel like California Grill. But I go in, it's just, it's beautiful. It's got these, I don't know, spaghetti noodle lights everywhere, pasta, I don't know. They're just really cool looking. It's dark. There's a lot of space between the tables in there. You know, it's the opposite. We ate at Boathouse one night. And I mean,
oh my God.
Dude, they're trying to like set a world record for how many people they could get in that restaurant at one time. It was crazy. I was elbowing people the entire time because I was sitting in like an aisle.
Not to sidetrack that, like my elbow was touching the guy next to me at a different table during that.
We could have easily
because it's like just took my fork and grabbed a piece of like filet off.
You should have been like, we're so close, we could share.
Oh, 100%. We were sitting so close.
Man, I bring my fork everywhere. Let me take.
We were sitting so close to the table next to us that was celebrating a birthday. We almost got offered their cake. It was crazy. Like, we had almost had to sing. It was nuts how crowded Boathouse was, but the food was good. But anyway, back to Topolino's. It was just, you know, it is. It's a dining experience. The food was outstanding. It started off with kind of the traditional salad. It's got a fancy name, but it was just like a, you know, just a garden salad with awesome dressing. And, you know, it was awesome. And I had the ricotta. Is that rigatoni? No, risotto. What's the pasta?
Rigatoni.
I knew I'd get it eventually. It starts with an R. It was super good. I mean, it was fancy, but it was super good. But here's the thing that was the kicker. And Scott, we talked about this before we started recording. While we were in there, we went out on the terrace and we watched. Now, you don't get a very good view on the terrace of Enchantment at the Magic Kingdom. You can kind of see the high fireworks over the building. However, Harmonious was playing while we were inside the restaurant. And it is an amazing view of Harmonious from this restaurant. We didn't even go outside. We didn't even get up from our table. You can see directly down into World Showcase Lagoon. You can see the screens. Now, you're obviously pretty far away, but you can see the whole apparatus that's in the center of World Showcase Lagoon with all the fireworks. It's an outstanding view of Harmonious, and they pipe the music in out on the terrace if you decide to get up and go out there. So, Scott, I think that's, you know, it's kind of the whole deal, right? It's fancy. You're in a very, you know, the ambiance of the restaurant feels really good, but you also, if you time it right, you're going to get to see an outstanding fireworks show from a distance. You're going to have outstanding food, great service. I think it just kind of fits it all. I'm glad you made me go because it was a neat experience.
And you know what it needs, and Pam, maybe you can help me out here because I didn't go, and it wasn't open very long before the pandemic started, but like, you know how there's outdoor furniture on the terrace? Like,
yes.
Has there ever been like a bar out there, or is there plans to put a bar? Because that would be like, could you imagine there's a lounge out there? I would never leave.
Well, right. There was furniture out there, and the plan was that there would be an outdoor lounge at that point when it opened, but it actually really never got off the ground. Yeah. There were a few things that I saw there, maybe they were events or something like that, and few times that it was sort of open, but yeah, it didn't. And that's what I think too. I mean, I it's such a great location, and we went there. There was like a press event or a media event or something, and I went there soon after it opened, and they had us out there, and that was exactly what I said. I'm like, as soon as this lounge opens, this is where I will spend
100%.
Most evenings.
Because it was, I mean,
I will not leave that spot.
Oh, I mean, because the view is amazing up there. But I mean, I can imagine in the summer, just like the nice breeze up there.
Right?
They have that great furniture, you know, like the outdoor
like
patio furniture. Oh, man.
I was going to rope drop it. Like, I had planned. Like, what time does it open? 3 o'clock? Yes.
I'm there. Let's go.
I will be here. I will be the first one. In fact, I'll get here early. I'll stop down at Bar Riva and then I'll come and wait. And then we'll rope drop and then I'll just take over this whole area. No.
And that's what's nice about there, like versus California Grill. I mean, you can take your, if you have a reservation, you know, you can take your cocktail, your wine and glass out there. But California Grill, you don't have like a nice little patio furniture that you can sit on where you can over there. And that's huge. So. Mike, I like your selection for the 20th anniversary.
How about that? How about that? Mike got a little fancy. And you know what? It's easily acceptable or easily accessible, even if you're staying at Pop Century. Dude, I just hopped on that old Skyliner. Whoop, whoop. And I probably was underdressed, but it was marathon weekend. You can get away with it. Actually, we wore our ears. We had our ears.
I made you feel better. I wore my ears.
I know. You're probably like, he's an idiot wearing his ears, but Scott's a good friend. He put his ears on, so I wasn't the only idiot in the restaurant with his ears on. So there you go. Okay, next question is from Donnie. Donnie, thanks for being in the live chat with us. He says, where would you recommend to go to take birthday pictures for a two-year-old? I'm going to throw one thing out there real quick just to think about, just to consider. Since you have a two-year-old, and if you're thinking about going like every year, every few years in the future, find one spot or one kind of an icon that you know will be there for the next decade, you know, 20 years, and take that picture with your child each and every trip. You know, some people have done this. Back in the day, there was like a Native American statue outside like one of the shops on Main Street. I think it was Nate from Wedway Radio. When he was growing up, he always got his picture in front of that, you know, or you know, just some kind of location at Walt Disney World. And then you kind of see how, you know, your kid ages with that same consistent spot at Walt Disney World, how they get bigger. So that'd be kind of something fun to do if you plan on going many times. And every year or every few years when you go back, you get that same spot and see how your kid grows. So that'd be that with a two-year-old, you know, you can get out on that. Because once they're, you know, 10, it's like, oh, I wish I'd done that when they're younger. But Pam, two-year-old, I mean, they're kind of crazy, a two-year-old. They're like, ah, all over the place. Where'd you get a picture, though?
I think all the icons, like at the Value Resort, especially Pop Century, has that huge big wheel, but all of them have really great icons. And I think that would be a great place to take a picture. And you can keep going back. You can keep going back, and Pop Century would be an easy one to get to because, as you mentioned, the Skyliner, it would be a great place there to do. And I think another one, too, that would be great is throughout the years, like, take your child's picture next to something that was really meaningful that trip. And it sort of changes as they grow older, but I think that would be a great one to take too.
Speaking of Pop Century, and I just spilled soda all over my face when I was, because I was all excited. Sorry about that if you're watching the video. Paige and I'll find the picture and post it on social today, but Paige and I, on one of our very first trips, we got a picture of Pop Century in front of the Potato Heads. Because she liked the Potato Head. She was like six. And then on one of our trips, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago now, you know, she was like 21. You know, so we did the exact, we found the picture, and we stood the exact same way in front of the Potato Heads. You know, but now she was 21 instead of like a sassy little seven-year-old. And it was kind of funny, you know, and I was an old dude instead of, you know, my young self that I used to be. But it was, yeah, and in the potato, you know, yeah, Pop Century is a great location. Kids will love that. Ricky, where are you going for little kid pictures?
Gosh, you know, part of me wants to say, you know, with a character, I mean, of course, Mickey is the first one that I think of. I know you can't really, it's not the same right now because you can't like hug Mickey or anything like that, but at least you can still see him, at, you know, on in the Main Street, the Town Square Theater. So I think that that's somewhere I would still consider getting pictures with Mickey, even though it's a little bit different, you know, than it would be normally. I still think that that would be what I would do. So wear a fun like birthday t-shirt, you know, get a birthday hat or whatever and just go with it.
You know what the wait time was to meet Mickey when we got
ridiculous?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was five minutes.
Oh, hey. Okay. Perfect.
It was crazy. We just, cause we were looking for those ears for Scott and we're like 5 minutes Mickey, to meet the mouse. Minutes. Let's get in line. Boom. We were in there. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. How's that? That should be illegal. I felt bad for Mickey. Anyway.
Hey, you know why? You're not going to like my answer.
Why?
Nope. No fast pass.
Okay, next. All right, Scott. Where are you taking a two-year-old?
First off, I liked your answer, though, Mike, about, like, trying to find something that, like, doesn't change very much, you know? Emily has a lot of series where it's always at Epcot. Like, she's either, like, in front of, like, Finding Nemo, like, with those fish or the mine fish. That's one that we've seen a lot of progression on, or the when they used to have the Soarin' sign out in front of the land. That was another one. But you know where I'm taking my two-year-old? I'm going to Old Key West, and we're going to take some photos in front of the most beautiful palm trees on the world.
Nice. I like it.
We're going to do some palm tree photos.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add. I think all three of you gave some really good answers there to kind of get started for a two-year-old. But just work, maybe something that's important to you, you know, or your family, or something that you did when you were younger when you went there, just to do like a compare and contrast kind of thing is what I would suggest.
You remember, still one of the best values going right now is that Capture Your Moment, where you can get the, you know, that that 20 minutes with a PhotoPass photographer for not a lot of money. And I mean, they really get down, they get on the ground, and I saw that happening a lot in the Hubgrass this weekend.
Neil did that, and Allie did that for their marathon.
I didn't even know. Awesome. See, look at Neil. That's Neil. Look at him. Look at the rock star that he is. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I love that. All right, it's Stacy Nyman. Hey, marathoner, what's going on your way back home? I think they're in Tennessee right now, watching live on Facebook. She says they take photos of the kids in front of the fountains in France. Very beautiful. And Diane says the boardwalk makes beautiful photos. Well, yeah. I mean, okay, come on, Diane. That just blows it out of the water. The boardwalk is gorgeous. That's right.
Yeah, it is.
And let's see. Alan says, let's go. If you're going West Coast in Disneyland, photos of the Mr. Toad's wild ride car that's outside the ride.
Yes. Or the teacup. They have a teacup out there too in Fantasyland, which is fun to do.
And there's a teacup actually at Disney Springs in that one, like, I call it the influencer store.
Yeah, you know, this is true,
That's all that stuff that you'd wear if you're going to be on Instagram. I don't know what it's called. I call it the influencer store. Anyway, Kevin's got a question in the inbox. Hey, Mike, Pam, Ricky, and Scott. We have a group of 18 coming down later in February. We have 7 in our immediate group. I've heard from some listeners that larger groups are having difficult times with Genie Plus. What have you heard or experienced with larger groups and Genie Plus reservations? Thanks, everyone. Kevin, he says, Disney DMD. So, Pam, what are you hearing as far as, because everything gets a little bit more complicated the more people you have, right? Because it's just, it's harder because you have less. It's just hard to find, you know, 18 is a big group. But suggestions, let's go that way. Suggestions.
Yeah, 18 is a really big group, actually, when you're really, you know, when you're thinking about all that. First of all, it's not as if all 18 of you will fit into one ride vehicle at a time, right? So you may want to consider breaking into smaller groups just to make it a little more manageable. Because what's going to happen is the system's going to scan for availability for all of 18. And that may be a very limited number, right? So I would break into two or even three different groups probably. And like, do it, you can still stand there and do it together, right? Do Genie Plus together, try to, and look and see, compare while you're doing it. Okay, what do you see? Oh, I can get Big Thunder between here and here. Me too. Okay, let's do that. The only one where it'll be critical or a little more challenging is the first one you're going to make that morning, right? Because you're probably going to do it for one of the attractions that you're more interested in seeing or is more popular. But aside from that, I think that just starting to make the reservations stand there together, try to plan together and be okay with it if you split up for maybe an attraction or two.
Great advice. Oh, and also I want to throw out there, because this next question is kind of a follow-up to that, and it's about Remy's. So in case you did not hear last week that Remy's no longer has a virtual queue, so we no longer have virtual queues at Walt Disney World. They are all now gone. It is now standby or individual lightning lane. And Carrie has a question I want to throw out there. She says, are we able to get Remy's individual lightning lane in the morning if we don't have a park pass for Epcot but plan on park hopping there later in the day, in the afternoon? So can you or not?
You can't do it in the morning. You can do it
once you hop.
You can book it in the morning for an afternoon time slot.
Right. Exactly.
So you can get it.
Wine and Dine. So I went at 7 a.m. Like I knew we had like a Magic Kingdom park pass, but we had dinner at Epcot or we're going to park hop to Epcot. So I got it for 7 p.m. or something like that. Went to Magic Kingdom, did whatever. Park hop, and then did Remy Ratatouille at 7 p.m.
All right.
So as long as you can park, as long as you have a park hopper ticket.
Exactly. That was the other thing. There's a lot of folks who, they have encountered that and realized, oh my gosh, I wanted park hopper. I want a park hop. So it is really important to remember if you want a park hop, and the park hopping is valuable right now. I know when it first opened, people weren't sure, but there really hasn't been a date where you couldn't park hop at some point. So not at all, actually. So even and over the holidays, that was not really an issue at all. So if it's not then, it's not going to be most days.
All right, Rob's got a question. What's your favorite moderate? So let's just say Disney offers this weekend at a moderate. You got to pick. You know, just let's say this weekend. We're going down for the weekend. Because, again, I think that it would change depending on what kind of trip we're taking. Like, marathon weekend would be different than if you're going down with your family to go to the parks. I'm just going to throw out Coronado because that would be great pools, great dining, great rooms, and just kind of all in general. I'm going to go. I'm just like in a Coronado mood right now. Scott, what about you?
Coronado for sure. I don't like the rooms at Caribbean Beach. And I'll probably talk about Riverside on Friday's show. So Coronado.
All right. Pam, where are you going?
Coronado. I just think that they have upgraded dining experiences. I think that I love the pool area. They have that main feature pool, but then they also have the quiet pools. And those rooms at the tower, like, does the tower even count as a moderate resort? Yeah. It's awesome. So
right. Yeah. I know, it's so deluxe. It totally feels fancy. Fancy. Yeah. Ricky, where are you going?
I think I'm going to make a sweep, Coronado. And by the way, who would have thought years ago would be saying Coronado in a clean sweep? I mean, seriously, like, it was unheard of that we would be saying Coronado. So it just shows you how much times change and things change. And it's just crazy that we're all saying Coronado. But I think that I would have said Caribbean Beach for the purpose of the Skyliner, but I agree with Scott. The rooms are not as good, I feel like, at Caribbean Beach as I think they are, especially if you get a tower room. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah, Coronado was my last moderate I stayed in, and I didn't stay in it because it was always listed as an Animal Kingdom Lodge resort.
Yes.
And I thought it was like so far away, like distant from everything else. And the thing is, when you actually look at the, if you look at the, where it is in the, like on the whole property map, it is dead square in the middle of everything. I mean, it's bam. It's right next to Epcot and in the studios, right down World Drive from Animal or from Magic Kingdom and real close to Animal Kingdom. I mean, if it was on the Skyliner, though, I mean, just give it up. That's it. Done. It'd be crazy. No problem. Okay.
Well, they would have to charge deluxe prices for sure.
Oh, 100%. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, please. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Let's see here. Morgan has a question here in the inbox about extended evening park hours. Hey, BOGP crew. Happy New Year. I'm a teacher and typically take my Walt Disney World vacations over the summer. I'm starting to make potential plans for this year, and I'm curious if you all would have any guesses or insight into the extended evening hours for deluxe hotel guests. Looking at the released dates so far, they have consistently been held Mondays and Wednesday nights. Do you think these will continue through the summer? I usually like to do a split stay and end with a deluxe, so I wanted to try to be as strategic as possible to be able to benefit from that perk. Thank you all for the weekly magic that you bring to the lives of so many Morgans out in North Carolina, or Scarolina, if you're a Monsters, Inc. fan. Pam, what are your thoughts? Because, again, we are hearing such great things from guests about these deluxe evening hours because...
Yeah,
it's like an after-hours party for free. Now you're paying at deluxe prices. Nothing's free. I mean, nothing's even cheap anymore. I'll be honest. Like you're paying for it, but you're having a good time. But I mean, these things are just people are having a blast. I mean, it's like if you want to be a rock star, book a deluxe, go to one of these evening hours. But what do you think? Because she's trying to figure out the summer, and they're not out quite that far right now. I checked today.
They aren't, and I think that. We will likely see the trend continue the way it has been. The only thing I can see them doing is maybe adding more nights or maybe looking at, you know, how the theme park reservations go. But I'm going to hope that they keep that schedule sort of stable because they do know that guests are looking to, you know, plan at that point and plan that far out. So I'm really hoping to see that. But Mike's right. We've just heard nothing but great feedback on these, that it definitely makes staying at a deluxe and paying deluxe prices worth it. So,
all right. Last question of the day is coming from the inbox. It's from Candy, and she says, hey, I'm looking for restaurant suggestions to have dinner near park closing time. I would love to be able to walk out of the park after dinner with very little crowds. Booked for spring break 2022. Thank you. And that's from, again, Candy. I don't think you really need a specific restaurant. You just need a restaurant inside a theme park. Right. I'll tell you the most epic experience we had. And I had this with Scott. This was back right after the parks opened. Was this August of 2020, I think? Scott, when we had Liberty Tree? Yep. So this was when hardly anybody was going to the... This was right after the reopening. They reopened in July of 2020 after the COVID shutdown. We met down there. I took Mallory. And we had a Liberty Tree Tavern meal. In that meal, we kind of lingered. We booked like 15 minutes before park close, like the ADR. And Scott's friends with the server, Sandy. Shout out Sandy if she's listening. She's awesome. And we, you know, she brought us all the foods and, you know, we talked and everything. We learned about public subs, which we'll talk about on Friday. Public pub subs, shout out in parking lots. Tune in for Friday. But anyway, we lingered over this meal. I mean, it's Thanksgiving meal. You can't eat it fast. We're in pain. But we walked out of the park. I think the park was closing like at 6 or 7. It was crazy early. Because
the park hours were very short.
But I mean, we got everything done like 10 times over in that because there was nobody there. We walked out, though, and I mean, we went to the hub and took pictures. Like, we owned the place. I mean, and it was right as the sun was setting. I mean, those are the most epic pictures I have in a theme park. They were amazing. Like, with the partner statue and all the flowers and the hub. And I can't get over that. But the thing is, I mean, Scott... I think the thing is just find a restaurant you like, book it as late as you can, close to park closing, take your time during the meal
take your time with the meal, get chatty with the server.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we've done this with Pam, with the Foresters too. And you too, Mike, at the studios. This is one of my epic memories. Yeah. I think it was on Mallory's birthday. I know it was January and, you know, we had 50s prime time. We all like were chatty with the server. We got out and we didn't realize that the park had been closed for like an hour already. And my gosh, like we took some of the most gorgeous photos up and down Hollywood with like the neon and everything. Like that's actually one of my favorite parks to do that at because it's so colorful at night and there was like no one around. And yeah, that's one of the coolest experiences, to get a empty park and just take a slow, just take your time walking out.
Yeah. Agreed.
It is. I mean, it's a really great way to wrap up a day. So, yeah, just, you know, go with a restaurant you like. Just look for that last, you know, last minute ADR, because they're going to let you finish your meal. You're paying for your meal. And then just, you know,
or
you don't
Epcot,
have to
just get one like deep, like in Japan or something. I've done that before too. Like we had hibachi in Japan, because they're like, you're deep in the park. And then you just like take your time, you know, walking out of World Showcase. It's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's list of questions. Great questions, everybody. Thanks for joining us live on Facebook and YouTube. Thanks for the inbox questions. If you have a question that you need answered, we're ready next Wednesday. So send that to Mike at brguestpodcast.com. Put listener question in that title, and we'll get it on the show for you. Don't forget, today's podcast always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We are standing by right now, just like operators on those old 80s TV shows. We are standing by to help you plan your next Disney adventure. 2022 is
the year. I hear the phone's ringing right now.
It's like a telethon. That's right. So we are, you know what? I'm back from Marathon and ready to rock. I'm ready to plan. So let's do this. We're going to get you to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. Where you want to go, we're going to take great care of you. And I would love to work with you planning those trips. We have great agents. We all know the product. We are passionate about the Disney destinations. We want to get you the best deal possible. But more importantly, we want to make sure that you have the most fun on that trip. Let me just tell you, if you follow my Instagram, I'm pretty good at finding fun ways to have a good time. That at Walt Disney World, especially. I mean, just look. I mean, it's what we do. We have a good time. I'm going to tell you how to have a good time, too. So just drop by themagicforless.com today. Look at all the great stuff to get you started. Fill out that quote form. Put some dates, some resorts, who's going, and we'll go from there. We'll get you some pricing and availability, and we'll have a good time planning that trip. That's what it's all about. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really does help us out. One extra click. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you again to our patrons, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. We have the bonus show every week, Mike in the Midwest, coming your way. So check that out. Again, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Connect with us on social. Scott's at Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T on Instagram and Twitter. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs, R-I-K-K-I. Nobody can ever spell her name. It's R-I-K-K-I-N-I-B-S. So check her out on Instagram and Twitter. Pam's at T-M-F-L-T, stands for The Magic for Less Travel. Pam at on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm at BR Guest Mike. So give us a follow over there. Of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. And we would love a rating and a review wherever you grab this show. We just like it. It helps us out. Thank you so much for that. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday. And we're talking about Marathon Weekend memories. I mean, we're going to talk about our hotel stays. I was at Pop. Scott was at Riverside. We're going to talk a little bit about the expo, about the races, about the cheering squads. I mean, about everything we did, the transportation, the meals. It's going to be a good, even if you're not a runner, we're talking about just fun times all around for 5 days down at Walt Disney World. I think I can remember it. It was a blur, but we'll do the best we can. So come on back on Friday. We're going to have a good time with that. So for Scott, Pam, and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.